Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Harris. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the Washington Senators, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball four. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goslin moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goslin scores. Kress moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress scores. Farrell moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Maynisch. Burns reaches second base with a double. Farrell scores. McNeely moves to third. It's 3-0, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goslin moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Levy. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer bunts towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to Stewart covering. Safe. Spencer moves to third. Crowder moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spencer scores. Crowder moves to third. Meyer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Browns. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Crowder scores. Meyer moves to third. One out. It's 3-2, Browns. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Meyer scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Browns, 3, Senators, 3. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burns is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy strikes out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bluge bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. QL reaches second base with a double. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL scores. It's 4-3, Senators. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Crowder hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards second. Meyer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bluch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluch is 0-for-2 in the game. Bluch hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. QL hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crowder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bluch moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schult for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maynish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Maynish reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cronin bunts towards third. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maynish moves to third. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Harris reaches second base with a double. Goslin throws the ball into Kress, who tags Harris trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Maynish scores. Cronin goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 6-3, Senators. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-3 in the game. West hits a pop-up towards short. Lovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-3 in the game, with a double. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bludge moves to third. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Kress moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress scores. Farrell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Senators. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Ed Grimes pinch hits for Jack Burns. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Farrell trying to get to third. Meyer throws to Bludge, who tags Farrell for the out. McNeely moves to second. One out. Larry Betancourt pinch hits for Jim Levy. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt takes first base on ball 4. McNeely moves to third. Grimes moves to second. Frank O'Rourke pinch hits for lefty Stewart. Firpo Marbury now pitching. Tom Jenkins pinch hits for Frank O'Rourke. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a fly ball towards center. West catches it, throws to Cronin, who relays to home to get Grimes at the plate. Double play. McNeely scores. It's 6-5, Senators. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 5. The Senators will come to bat. Tom Jenkins now playing right field. Earl McNeely now playing first base. Red Kress now playing shortstop. Ed Grimes now playing third base. Dick Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury strikes out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin, who is chasing the ball. Meyer reaches third base with a triple. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Meyer scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Schult reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-4 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Schult scores. It's 7-6, Senators. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. Melillo moves to third. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melillo scores. It's Browns, 7, Senators, 7. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Rice pinch runs for Dave Harris. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-4 in the game. West bunts towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bludge hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Bludge reaches third base with a triple. West goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.